the person who really, really drove it home was a guy by the name of Dr. Pottinger, and he had some cats. And he wrote a book called Pottinger's Cats, explaining what was taking place. He was trying to do research on these cats, and they were trying to find out what would happen if you took out the adrenal glands on a woman, because they were having problems with breast cancer. They took out the ovary, they removed the breast, but they were still getting estrogen. They found it was coming from the adrenal gland, so they were going to take that out and then just give cortisol to replace things, cortisone. And as they were doing research on these cats, they were feeding them on a shoestring budget. They were getting leftover milk, that pasteurized milk, and leftover cooked meat from the mental institute. So they were giving these cats, and they were getting sick, and none of them were surviving the surgery. Well, they had to bring in more cats, and they had so many cats now that they had to start buying meat and buying milk, only it was non-pasteurized milk, and it was not cooked meat. It was raw meat and raw milk. And the cats that had the raw meat and raw milk, they were surviving the surgery and doing great. And the ones that didn't were crashing. So they began a study to find out the difference of those things, and they gave the ones that got the raw meat and raw milk ended up having the ability to survive the surgery, and their offspring were healthy, they had good musculature, no cancer, no diabetes, no arthritis. It was marvelous. And the ones that got the processed foods, the first generation a little weak, the second generation really, really weak, and by the third generation they were sterile and they couldn't even go to a fourth generation because of that. And their poop out in the yard, the poop in the good cats that were fed well, grew grape seed, grass, and they were fine. Compost from the poop of the cats that were fed the lousy stuff, any weeds that grew were yellow, spindly, and they couldn't produce any seeds, or if they did produce seeds, put in the ground, they'd never grow another crop. Even if you try to say, well, I'll just go get some poop from the cattle or from the horses, and they've been fed genetic, or they've been fed feed from the feedlot, which is not healthy, and you try to grow your garden from it, thinking I'm doing it organically, it ain't organic. And so our foods we eat now are basically malnourished. There's more good stuff in the cardboard box than there is in the food that's processed. Pottinger found that if you took a cat and one generation fed it bad, it turned off certain genes that you needed for methylation and things, and it took four generations of feeding them good before the offspring were healthy again. Four generations. And if you've got a pathway that requires, you know, like if you're eating green vegetables and you need to methylate the folic acid to absorb it, you will keep your methylation enzyme intact. But if you quit eating green vegetables, you no longer need that enzyme, so the 5-methyltetrahydrofolate reductase enzyme shuts down for the next four generations. That's the enzyme that makes tryptophan convert into serotonin and melatonin and tyrosine to dopamine, so we're having epidemics. Mama yeah. doesn't eat green vegetables. Grandmother didn't eat green vegetables, or great-grandmother. Just one slip-up